Watcher, and a colossal welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Great song to start us off, written by Johnny Hodges, Good Queen Bess. Recorded in Paris, May 90. It's billed as Ernie Wilkins and the All Stars Band, Ernie being the arranger, conductor, and he's on tenor. Great band, 14 strong. Wilkins lived in Copenhagen at this time. Sadly, a year after this Paris recording, he was struck down by a severe illness, and it rendered him incapable of his musical abilities. It really is an All Stars Band. Here are the soloists on Good Queen Bess, to give you an idea of the talent. Marshall Royal, alto, Benny Bailey, trumpet, Frank Wes, tenor, James Williams, piano, and the Ellingtonian, Jimmy Woody, on bass. It's all Ellingtonia, in fact, and this Birdology album is called Kaleido Duke, well worth searching for. Here's our current fave pianist, Yoshiko Kishino, but this is a different style to the songs we've heard from her on previous shows. Some funk has been added. Questionable if that's a good idea or not. Yoshiko Kishino is such a fabulous pianist that for me, she doesn't need any of that extra layer of funkiness. Just her on her own with McCartney's Blackbird would have been better. From a Japanese Universal Victor album called Rendezvous, recorded in the early summer of 97. Mark Johnson bass, Abe Fogel drums, Ciro Baptista percussion, and again for me, the unnecessary synthesizer and drum machine programmed by Philippe Seize. And disaster. I fear I'm running out of Yoshiko Kishino albums to feature on future shows. Much respected jazz critic and author Leonard Feather often put together a band of the inevitable all-stars. Here's an example. Thank you. Jazz critic and author Leonard Feather composed and arranged 12-tone blues, but didn't play on it. On the majority of the 14 songs here, he plays piano, on 11 of them, in fact. But here he wisely leaves it to George Shearing, with Blue Mitchell trumpet, Lou Tabakin flute, Joe Paz guitar, Andy Simpkins bass, Styx Hooper drums, and Willie Bobo conga, recorded 72. These next two songs are interrelated, but please let me play you the first one, The Three Sounds, and then explain the relationship with the following song. Fabulous. I'm a huge fan of The Three Sounds, a bluesy piano-based drums trio that had a gloriously long life with minimal personnel changes from 58 to 70. Gene Harris was on piano, Andy Simpkins on bass, yet again, Bill Dowdy drums. This Blue Note LP, Hey There, was recorded by Rudy Van Gelder August 61. And The Three Sounds do a spectacular job on the old Western warhorse, You Are My Sunshine. So when The Three Sounds eventually broke up, I followed Gene Harris's solo career. And yes, he did make some truly great albums, notably the Mont Chapelle Winery live recording. But he did lose his way occasionally, as you'll hear now. No, I'm not just playing you this to annoy you. Well, there is a little of that. But to demo how jazz lost its way in general, in the deluge of funky, pointless electrification. It's amazing that jazz survived this period at all. Fear not, I'm only going to play you a snippet.
Ooh. Around the sun, the earth just keeps revolving, and the rosebud knows to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love to cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Now can't we feel the mysteries of tomorrow? But in passing, we'll grow old every day.
What can possibly have induced a pianist of Gene Harris's calibre to produce an LP like this? Well, commercial reasons, of course. I was excited when I bought this LP a couple of years back, and then, sometimes it's like finding a new author, loving the book, and buying their back catalogue to discover that the first one you read was the only really good book they'd written. Anyway, as they call that song, the Stevie Wonder song, on this particular album, went on for another 6 minutes or so. Spared you that. Oh, and apologies for insulting you if you thought that was the best song I played this week so far. There aren't many jazz interpretations of the Broadway musical A Taste of Honey. Here's one now, though. David Merrick's 1960 A Taste of Honey is well known for its theme song, very well known in fact, but we seldom hear the whole score. This Atlantic LP, led by pianist Bobby Short, puts that right. Bill Crow bass, Charlie Persip drums, couple of violins, a viola and a cello, plus a relatively small contribution by Frank Sokolo, clarinet. This was recorded in October 1960, and yes, of course, A Taste of Honey also became a groundbreaking film starring, and I think introducing, Rita Tushingham. That was released in 1960, one of the first so-called kitchen sink films. Lucky Peterson died last week. Here he is paying tribute to Jimmy Smith in Malakoff, France, Feb 2016. Thank you. Lucky Peterson was almost always portrayed as an out-and-out blues man, and yes, he was blues-based, but he also embraced gospel, R&B, rock, and as we've just heard, jazz. Kelvin Crapp is on guitar, and for this song, Blues for Wes, he's joined by another guitarist, in effect, the song's composer, Philippe Petrucciani, brother of pianist Michel, and Herlin Riley drums. Archie Shepp helps out on a couple of the songs. Lucky Peterson's father had a blues club in Buffalo, upstate New York, and the legendary blues man Willie Dixon often played there. And Willie heard the young 5-year-old Lucky Peterson singing there and mentored him thereafter. Peterson appeared on TV, The Ed Sullivan Show and The Tonight Show as a 5-year-old. Along the way, he picked up some spectacular Hammond B3 and guitar skills. I'll try and squeeze in another by Lucky before the end of the show. He died at the awfully young age of 55. Time for the violin now. A 20th century Fox LP called Sweet Swinging Stuff. For yes, it's Stuff Smith. No, Stuff wasn't his real name. That was Hezekiah Leroy Gordon Smith. And he's up there in the jazz pantheon with the Venutis, Grappellis, Asmussens. Stuff Smith was born in 1905 and always cited Louis Armstrong as his inspiration. He criticised bebop, but was himself something of a bridge between the swing and bebop eras, and he did play with the likes of Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. He's also credited with being the first jazz violinist to use electric amplification. He died in Germany, again at the very young age of 58. He'd recently relocated to Copenhagen. On Dvorak's Humoresque, he's joined by Jimmy Jones piano, George Duvivier bass, Denzel Best drums, recorded mid-58 in New York. Here at last, the much-promised, previously unreleased Art Blakey album. Art will kindly intro this song.
This is a tune composed and arranged once and again by our musical director, Benny Golson. This tune was composed in memorial to one of the world's finest trumpeters, Clifford Brown. In this tune, we're going to feature our stellar trumpeter, Lee Morgan. And we sincerely hope you enjoy, ladies and gentlemen, this beautiful ballad, I Remember Clifford. Lee Morgan, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Morgan, ladies and gentlemen.
Recorded in Holland, November 58, for me, the classic Jazz Messengers lineup: Art Blakey, drums and leader, Lee Morgan, who had the main solo slot on trumpet, the song's composer, Benny Golson, tenor, Bobby Timmons, piano, and Jimmy Merritt, drums. And we remember Jimmy a couple of weeks or so ago after his recent death. And this entire concert was previously unreleased. The song, I Remember Clifford. This Fondamenta double CD is called The Lost Recordings. And if you're a Jazz Messengers fan, and surely you must be, then you need this album. Fantastic throughout. Here's Kenneth Armstrong. And that was a quartet of Swedes in October 97. And amazingly, when they turned up at the Swedish radio recording studio in Stockholm, none of the four musos had even met before this session, never mind played together. I guess that shows the depth of the Swedish jazz scene, that these active musos had all been in other Swedish-based bands and not had the opportunity to play together. The leader is tenor man Kenneth Armstrong, and he also plays alto. Ulf Johansson was on piano. He had spent his early years as a trombonist, who only occasionally played piano. And you wouldn't have guessed it was his second instrument by the talent he showed there. Ola Brosted, bass, and Bertil Dalander, drums, who'd left Sweden for the US at a fairly early age, where he simplified his name to Bert Dale. This is the Fun album. It's on the Fontastic label and called Babyface Volume 1. I must look out for Volume 2. Sorry, nearly forgot, but you know already that that was Them Their Eyes. We're going back to 46 for our Ellington number.
Oh, yeah, Dazzle. That means Betty Roche's, yeah. Uncomfortable lady, Johnny Hodges, on the wonderful alto. Rocks in my bed. Take him on.
Indigo by Betty Roche. From Jump to Joy, the Duke rocks in my bed.
The Duke Ellington Orchestra at the Hurricane Club, New York, August 46, for their regular Treasury Show radio series. By this stage, 46, the war is obviously over, so they're promoting US savings bonds. They'd previously promoted US war bonds. We heard the Ellington compo, Rocks in My Bed. Betty Roche was the singer, Johnny Hodges on alto, the soloist. Here's that other Lucky Peterson song.
Thank you.
Lucky Peterson with his own compo Blue Interlude, and it was just that. Lucky by himself at the Hammond B3. You don't hear a solo on the Hammond B3 very often. Recorded for Verve on an album called Lifetime, Jan 95 in Maurice, Louisiana. And that just leaves us time for our closing song. Appropriately, it's called In Memory Of. Not in memory of any specific jazz muso who's died, but rather all the jazz greats who've left us in recent years. It's written by the leader on this crisscross album called Philly Gumbo Volume 2. It's John Swana, and he's billed as John Swana and the Philadelphians, for obvious reasons. And those Philadelphians are Bootsy Barnes, tenor. And by the way, Bootsy Barnes is Ellingtonian Jimmy Hamilton's cousin. Larry McKenna, also tenor. Sid Simmons, piano. Mike Boone, bass. Byron Landham, drums. April 2004. Sorry, should also have said John Swana, trumpet. As ever, huge thanks for joining me. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.